Estranged daughters, 12 conditions for letting mom back in. So you've cut mom off, and now she wants a second chance. You wonder, should you let her back in or stick to your guns and stay no contact? You don't want to be heartless or unforgiving on the one hand, but at the same time, you don't want to fall for her guilt trips, get sucked back in only to realize, well, nothing has changed. Although it might not look like it on the outside, if it were possible, and you do have your doubts, you'd like to have a good relationship with your mother. Most of the time, you just can't find the words to tell her what bothers you and what you would like for her to do. Words are power. Keep listening. This list is for you. Okay, or you're the mom and your daughter is estranged. You don't really know exactly what you did wrong. Well, you do know you aren't perfect, but you're afraid, and one slip and down you'll go and you'll get cut off again. Unfortunately, you don't have another lifetime for a do-over in the child-rearing department, so you're hoping to get it right with the daughter you do have. Whether you're the estranged daughter or the mother of the estranged daughter, you need some guidance to navigate this tricky, risky territory. Some do's and don'ts. You're in the right place. Well, why would you listen to me? So I've had a difficult mother, and as a mother, I have been difficult. I know how hard each role can be. Aside from personal experience, I've also counseled daughters for over 30 years, actually mothers and daughters. And I know what your daughter says to her therapist when she's struggling with her mother. I know how much she would love to feel love from you, or at least not have things go off the rails. And I know how desperate she has to be or has to feel to cut you out of her life, and what you need to do to convince her to give you a second chance. There isn't anything I recommend here that I haven't done myself as a mother or a daughter. I will warn you, however, I'm the hardest on moms. My reasoning goes like this. Mothers have had a developmental advantage. When your daughter was small, there was a power differential. And like it or not, there still is. But now it's a new day. Now your daughter gets to decide how much access she will give you. Yep, like it or not, that's her call. You know, and if you guilt or shame her into spending time with you, that's no win. Both parties lose, and deep down, I'll bet you don't want that anyway. So, let's begin with a truth as I see it. Most daughters, even estranged daughters, long for a mom who loves and supports them for who they are. You know, even when they're furious, that anger, it springs from a place of deep longing. Now, if your daughter simply just didn't care, she wouldn't get so worked up and upset about a relationship gone wrong. So keep that in the back of your mind. Bring it to the forefront. Remember that as we go along. Okay, so buckle up. Here we go. Rules for mothers of estranged daughters. Number one, don't make blanket apologies. "I'm sorry for anything I ever did to hurt you" is next to useless, mom. And while you may mean it, there's no individual responsibility or accountability in that statement. A genuine apology is specific. For example, "I regret the hurt I caused you when I called you names, mocked you, intruded upon your privacy, flew into a rage, or embarrassed you in front of your in-laws, ruined your wedding day by making a scene." Well, these are just examples, but you get the picture. A real apology that sinks in reflects that you understand and take ownership of the hurt you caused. Any shortcut, I'm afraid, is a cop-out. Okay, number two, don't send your husband, family members, or close friends to plead your case or put pressure on your daughter. She'll feel ganged up on. Well, because she's ganged up on. You're spending relationship currency you personally didn't earn. It's unfair, cowardly, and bullying. And it'll backfire spectacularly, as it should. Number three, don't shower her with unending declarations of your love or platitudes of, quote, how much a mother loves her daughter. Because, in case you had noticed, love isn't exactly what she's feeling from you right now. Insisting that she feels love when she feels upset and angry and hurt, well, that's only going to demonstrate your unwillingness to take her seriously. And it'll alienate her even further. Instead, demonstrate your love by your willingness to tolerate uncomfortable feelings and undergo self-examination. Okay, cueing off of that one is number four. Do take responsibility for your own healing and self-care. If you've had a rough childhood and some resulting trauma, take yourself to therapy, AA, Al-Anon, or for a run. Complain all you need to your peers and fill up that journal with the gruesome, gnarly details, no holes barred. Everybody needs that. Log some real time in therapy. Go when you don't feel like it. Dig down deep. What you shouldn't do is plead your case and report back that the therapist thinks, well, you aren't the problem. Or take your daughter to therapy and use therapy as a mediation tool and cast the therapist as the judge. Now, go to therapy on your own and own up to your work. Number five, don't use your terrible childhood, quote, I had it so much worse, unquote, as an excuse for your current behavior. The thing is, all your daughter knows is how you're acting currently, and for her, that's really all that matters. Now, for better or worse, you actually don't start with chips to cash in just because you've endured worse than you're giving your daughter. It just doesn't work that way. She can't make up to you your past. Life isn't fair, and that actually isn't her job. Number six, don't make your daughter your therapist or your sounding board. She can't be that for you. Again, this goes back to the power differential. Your daughter can't challenge you or give you constructive feedback the way a therapist or a friend can. She isn't your equal, and she never will be. It's really unfair to put her in the position of a peer or a professional. Number seven, deep breath. Do listen to your daughter's feelings about you without defending yourself. Another deep breath is so hard. The fact is, if she's mustered the courage to tell you what bothers her about what you've done, listen without defense. Defending yourself immediately negates all the good getting it off her chest it just accomplished. At this point, she needs you to take in what she has to say. And plus, she can't even hear your retort, because when people are in these frames of mind, all they can do is talk. They can't listen. You know, if at some later time you want to, and she's open to it, to give her your side of the story, ask her if she could listen to how you experienced the interaction. But until then, and short of that, just listen and appreciate how much courage it takes for her to bring these things up to her all-powerful mom even though she doesn't act that way a lot of the time. Okay, number 8, don't follow an apology with a yes, but you do make a genuine apology if you feel one is merited. But don't cast blame on your daughter or play the victim. It won't bring your strange daughter back into a relationship with you, and that's what you really want. Now, if you disagree with what she said or accused you of, simply say, I'm listening. I hear you. That's enough for in the moment. Okay, number 9. Don't comment on your daughter's weight, hair, sexuality, or romantic relationships. As an adult, your daughter's body is her own. She isn't your baby doll anymore, nor is she a reflection of you. And her sexuality, yep, that's off limits, Mom. End of story. One word, Mama, boundaries. Her choice of romantic partners is one way she grows up, leaves a family, and differentiates from you. Now, even if the relationship fails or seems to you that it's headed for disaster, it's not your place to pass judgment. Hard, I know, but essential. Related is number 10. Do you let your daughter's successes be hers to enjoy, and her failures or missteps be learning opportunities rather than indictments of her character? No matter how fiercely you can want to save your daughter from making the mistakes that, well, you can see coming from a mile away, the truth is she may need to run that experiment for herself and fail. But on the other hand, she may succeed. Either way, it's her life and her success to celebrate or her mistake to learn from. It's hers. Number 11, don't say, I told you so. Just bite your tongue. Life's lessons are brutal enough without someone gloating with a smirk on their face. If you want to be close, don't be that person. Number 12, do love her through whatever life throws at her. Your job is to love her through whatever comes. Not bail her out or make excuses or even loan her money, but stand by and listen, believe in her, and trust that she can learn from it all. If you want to be the person she calls when she gets a promotion and the person she calls when her boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse dumps her, say, I'm here for you. I believe in you. Everything will be all right. Because it will, eventually, it will. The little girl in her needs to hear that from her mother, and she never grows out of that need. Because what you say in those moments will stay with her forever, whether or not you're estranged. The fact is, jobs come and go, lovers that were once shiny, exciting, and new fade. Even small children, now your grandchildren, will they grow up and leave? But even after you're gone, the first words your daughter will hear inside her own head when life brings her wonderful news, congratulations, it's a girl, or deals a heavy blow, the biopsy is cancerous. The voice she hears might well be yours. It'll be your legacy. Guard it carefully. If you're lucky enough to get that second chance with your estranged daughter, I'd advise you go the extra mile. Just doing what comes naturally, it's not going to cut it. Chances are it'll only get you cut out. If I could distill all the advice into one sentence, it would be this. You have to want to repair what's gone wrong more then you want to be right. Because I'm rooting for you and your daughter. Estrangement can stop the abuse, but it leaves an open wound. Be the heroine in her life, the one who broke the cycle. I know of no better calling.